SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Arctic weather brought more misery to much of the U.S. today. Bob Orebeck is lead forecaster at the National Weather Service.
There's approximately 132 million people there under some type of winter advisory, wind chill advisories, hard freeze warnings, winter storm warnings. So it's definitely a highly impactful weather event over the next 2 days before we see a more moderating of the temperatures next week.
At a Lutheran church today in West Des Moines, Iowa, emotional testimony and words of faith from family members of the man, the slain school principal, Dan Marburger. His daughter, Claire Marburger, among those who spoke.
Dad will forever be alive in our heads and in our hearts. Nothing has changed in that we hope to make you proud every day, Dad, as you make us proud and made us proud. We are awfully lucky to get to call you Dad. Until we meet again, I love you. We love you.
Thousands of pro-life activists brave bitter cold Friday at the annual March for Life. Among the Speaker of the House, Congressman Mike Johnson of Louisiana.
I am myself a product of an unplanned pregnancy. In January of 1972, exactly 1 year before Roe v. Wade, my parents, who were just teenagers at the time, chose life. And I am very profoundly grateful that they did.
Meanwhile, as Ron DeRoxa reports, Wisconsin voters could soon find themselves weighing in on abortion.
State Assembly Republicans introduced a bill that would set up a binding referendum whether the abortion procedure should be banned after 14 weeks of pregnancy. Current state law bars abortions after 20 weeks. The bill, introduced Friday, would appear on the ballot in April's elections. But Democrat Governor Tony Evers almost certainly would veto the proposal if it reaches his desk. Ron DeRoxter reporting.
And this is SRN News. A little bit of good news about America's families.
A new report from the Institute for Family Studies finds that 71% of children under the age of 18 are living with two parents these days. That's up from 67% back in 2005. While nearly 90% of American kids were living with both mom and dad back in the 1960s, this latest uptick is encouraging. IFS spokesman Nicholas Zill tells the Christian Post, quote, "There seem to be growing numbers of young adults who realize the benefits of marriage for their children." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court has passed up a chance to intervene in the debate over bathrooms for transgender students, rejecting an appeal from an Indiana public school district on Tuesday. In that case, the court rejected without comment the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, upholding an order granting girls access to the boys' bathroom. Federal appeals courts are divided over the issue. This is SRN News. Japan becomes the fifth nation in history to reach the moon.
The unmanned spacecraft landed on the lunar surface early Saturday, but possible problems with the power supply could jeopardize the mission. A Japanese space official says they believe onboard rovers were launched, sending data back to Earth. But the spacecraft's solar battery isn't generating power, and it only has a few hours of battery life.
That's correspondent George Williams. What's next for Spirit Airlines now that it won't be merging with JetBlue?
Some Wall Street analysts are starting to raise the possibility of bankruptcy. Spirit hasn't made a profit since the start of the pandemic, and a number of its planes are grounded because of problems with their Pratt & Whitney engines. Costs are rising, and Spirit's ticket sales haven't recovered from the pandemic as quickly as the airline expected.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Analysts say Spirit will struggle to find another buyer. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.